Excuse me.
Don't erase, Jody. It has to be neat.
It's hard to think and be neat at the same time.
French.
Oh, look, I'll call you from Tampa. I won't be more than a couple of days if anybody calls. How's Phil be back in harness?
No, it's as if I've never been away, sir.
Well, well, now, look at that. No wonder I got the smartest kids in town doing their homework at the breakfast table.
No, Uncle Bill. This isn't homework.
What are you writing there?
A fan letter to the Velvet Vultures. Well, they're the epitome of folk jazz.
Your kids doing your spelling?
We spelt last night, Uncle Bill.
This is about the houseboat we're gonna win.
For all of us.
Very interesting. How are you going to do that?
Well, we already collected 50 box tops of Crispy Flakes.
Now all we got to do is write down why we like them.
And we don't need lots of words.
Only 10.
Well, that's a mighty fine-looking houseboat they're giving away, too.
After we win, we could go around the world on it. You and us and Mr. French.
Time to get ready, you guys, for school.
And you could be the captain, Uncle Bill.
Aye, aye, matey. Around the world houseboat trip?
Oh, indeed I have, sir. Now, little do they realize that millions of other youngsters will be competing against them. Their chances are infinitesimal, sir.
Yeah, but in the meantime, they're having a ball.
I like Crispy Flakes.
I got it. Because.
There's got to be a reason, Jody. Because why?
Because I want to win a houseboat.
It's got to be about Crispy Flakes.
Because they're good.
One, two. We need 3 more words.
Because they're good. Good, good, good.
Put it down.
How many more, Mr. Smith?
Well, this doesn't. The winner of the last prize, the 150th. Huh, a double winner. Twins, Buffy and Jody Davis.
Mr. French, telephone. We're not supposed to wake him up while he's taking his afternoon nap. Residence.
I'd like to speak to Buffy or Jody Davis, please.
This is us.
Good. This is the Crispy Flakes contest man, and I have a big surprise for you.
We won! We won!
When can we get the houseboat?
Well, I'm afraid you haven't won first place, but you two bright little youngsters have won a prize.
Now there's a choice.
A child's encyclopedia or a baby lamb. Now, which shall it be?
What's a encyclopedia?
I don't know, but but I'd sure like a baby lamb.
Me too. We'll take the lamb, mister. Thanks.
Man, are you certain you have the right address?
Buffy and Jody Davis live here?
They do.
And this is the right address. Here you are, mister.
Just a moment, young man. Nobody here purchased a lamb.
They won it in the Crispy Flakes contest.
Buffy, Julie.
Hey, Buffy, he knows the name we decided to call him.
And just where do you propose to keep your little friend?
I thought he could sleep in my room.
Absolutely out of the question.
You want him to sleep in yours?
I most certainly do not. That lamb shouldn't be inside this apartment at all.
Here, Jody. We'll take him out on the terrace.
No, no, that's not what I meant. Oh, dear me, I do hope it's the Crispy Flakes people advising me of a mistake. Elbow Davis residence here.
Hi, French. Listen, I'll be flying home on the afternoon plane. Everything okay on the home front?
Well, it was, sir, until a few moments ago.
What's the problem? What's that?
That, sir, is the problem. A lamb.
What's a lamb doing in the apartment?
Well, it arrived courtesy of Crispy Flakes, sir. Instead of a houseboat, it seems that Buffy and Jody have won themselves a lamb.
Okay, I'll take care of it when I get home. Goodbye. Could have been an elephant.
Today, Mr. French.
Oh, that would be most convenient, Sissy. It appears that I am to be the custodian of a lamb today.
A lamb? What lamb?
That lamb.
Sissy, this is our lamb. His name is Snowball.
We want it instead of a houseboat.
That's wonderful. I mean, well, not exactly wonderful. You know, a little baby lamb can be a lot of trouble.
No trouble. Can we take him to school, Mr. French?
Most decidedly not.
Mary had a little lamb and she took hers to school.
But you're Buffy and this lamb stays here.
Oh. Come on.
Bye, Snowball.
Bye, Snowball.
That is exactly the way I feel about you.
He likes it. What else was in the refrigerator?
I saw some apples.
That's for horses.
Hi, Frank.
Ah, hello, sir. Well, I'm glad you're back, sir. Snowball has arrived.
I see him, Snowball.
That's what they're calling him, huh? Where'd you get the corral?
Oh, it's a baby's playpen, sir. Miss Faversham was kind enough to loan it to me.
Well, maybe we're starting a new trend. Sheep ranch on the 27th floor of a Manhattan building.
Well, have you arrived at any conclusions, sir?
The kids are going to donate the lamb to the children's zoo.
Oh, that may be rather difficult, sir.
No, I think I can handle it. It's got to be done, French, and it's got to be done now. kids. Hi, hi.
This is our lamb we want.
His name is Snowball. Someday he's gonna be a sheep.
And we're gonna have to get a sheepdog to watch him.
Listen, kids, I want to talk to you about Snowball.
Isn't he pretty? We're gonna take care of him forever and ever.
Just the way you take care of us.
What did you want to tell us about Snowball, Uncle Bill?
Oh, I just think it's a pretty name you picked out. Snowball, that's real nice.
Please, Snowball.
Well, sir, you handle that matter rather well. I hear no crying.
Well, I didn't tell them.
You didn't tell them, sir?
No, I think we'll keep Snowball till tomorrow. Well, the way I look at it, what's one more night? Well, let's put it this way, French. I chickened out. Time those kids went to bed?
Oh, well, yes, sir, but they didn't wish to retire until Snowball was asleep.
Oh, well, they need sleep more than he does. Now, get them in there to bed.
Yes, sir. Now, Master Jody.
Shh. Well, a lamb does not require one of our very best sofa pillows upon which to sleep.
Just for tonight?
Oh, all right, just for tonight.
You love Snowball too, don't you, Mr. French?
Oh, enough of that silly talk. Now to bed, both.
Good night,
kids.
Good night, Uncle Bill.
Good night. Snowball's sure gonna be lonely out there. I hope he's comfortable.
Jody, I guarantee no other lamb in the whole world has got better sleeping accommodations than Snowball has tonight, and he will not be lonely.
All right. If you say so, Uncle Bill.
Snowball goes tomorrow morning, eh, sir?
Oh, first thing.
Hush!
Nice going.
Thank you, sir. It's all in the tone of voice, with lambs as with children.
Can't be a burglar on the 28th floor.
Did you hear that? It sounds like there's a lamb out there.
Who ever heard of a flying lamb?
George, go see what it is.
Okay. Okay. Maybe it's a duck flying south.
Ducks don't go back.
It's a lamb.
That's what I said.
On the Davis Terrace.
George, you go right down there and tell that Mr. Davis his lamb is keeping us away.
You're darn right I will. That guy's a kook.
Look, I promise you it'll be out of here in the morning.
Oh, dear me. Oh, Mr. Davis, sir, I thought I heard the bell.
You heard a lamb.
Mr. Mayfield, I'm sorry, and I'll see that he's kept quiet the rest of the night.
Oh, you'd better. You'd better. There must be something in law books that says something about lambs keeping people awake.
Kids are right. He probably is lonesome out there all by himself.
Yes, sir.
Well, we got to do something about it.
It'll be rather difficult to find another lamb to keep him company at this hour of night, sir.
Yeah.
Hush. That'll be quite enough buying for tonight.
Well, let's go back to bed.
He likes you.
So it would appear, sir.
French, I don't know how to ask you this.
I know, sir. You'd like me to babysit with Snowball till he falls off to sleep.
Well, thanks. I sure appreciate it.
Lamb, Nanny.
There's Mr. French. I wonder why he isn't in his room. Maybe he walks in his sleep. Maybe. Come on, Snowball. We're going to take you out for a walk. I'll leave this here so they'll know where we are.
Thanks, Sergeant. We'll keep checking with you. Then. Yeah, fine. What time is it?
10 o'clock, sir.
2 hours, you know. They could have walked that lamb to Chicago by now.
May I suggest that we initiate a lamb and child roundup, sir?
Yeah, come on. It's a good thing they didn't win that houseboat. They'd be sailing down the Mississippi.
Hello, yes, Davis residence here. What? Oh, yes, Excuse me, it's for you, sir. It's the Humane Society.
The what? Oh, yeah, hello. Yeah, this is Mr. Davis. Huh? Oh, you found him, huh? Yeah, Snowball, that's his name. How'd you... Oh, yeah, the address tag on his collar, yeah. Yeah, thank you. Well, are the kids all right? The kids, a little boy and a little girl, you know, twins, they're with them, aren't they? Well, what'd the officer say? Oh, I see. Okay. Well, yeah, we'll be down. We'll come down again. Thank you.
Now, where have you been?
Snowball ran away. We waited and waited, and he didn't come back.
Now, don't you worry, kids. I know where he is.
Where, Uncle Bill?
Well, he was in the park, and a policeman found him eating flowers.
I hope he didn't arrest him.
Now, you know the policeman wouldn't arrest a little lamb. He took him to the Humane Society. Now, that's a real nice place where they look after little animals when they get lost. And we're going to go down there and get him right now.
Let's go!
Come on!
I'd hate to spend another night on that couch.
You won't have to, French.
Snowball goes to the children's zoo, sir?
Right straight from the Humane Society.
Hurry up, Uncle
Bill. I'm coming.
Snowball. You ever get lost in again.
And don't cross streets alone.
Mr. Davis?
You're too small, like we are.
Just spoke to the children's zoo. They'll be glad to accept the lamb.
Well, I'm going to break the news to the kids.
I wouldn't want to be in your shoes.
Neither would I, but it looks like I am.
Bill, he'll be a good lamb from now on.
Well, I'm sure he will.
Snowball isn't very happy here. He wants to go home and live with us.
I don't know about that. We're all people at our house, and lambs kind of like to be around with other lambs.
Then we'll cut out a lot more box tops and win a lot more lambs.
Yeah. Well, the only trouble with that is that we wouldn't be able to get them all out on the terrace.
That's right, Jody. It's pretty small.
Then where's Snowball gonna meet other baby lambs?
Yeah, where? That's the trouble with living in the city. There's no place for lambs to meet other lambs. Well, let's think about it.
There's gotta be some place.
I know where baby goats go to meet other baby goats.
Yeah, where's that?
The children's zoo.
Too bad they don't have lambs at the children's zoo.
Oh, they have lambs, Uncle Bill. We saw 5 of them.
Oh, yeah? That many, huh? Well, they probably wouldn't have room for a snowball.
Sure they would. They'd have lots of room.
He won't be a bit lonely there.
You kids came up with a great idea. Great idea.
Hear that, Snowball?
Why, sure. You kids can go see Snowball anytime you want.
We're coming up to see you,